morning. How are you all? That good, huh? Tired? Every Sunday you're tired. You should try sleeping a little more. You can't because you woke up early. There's a cool thing about a clock. So if you go to bed a little earlier, then you can get up early and get the same amount of sleep. It's amazing. Yeah, try it. Well, I'm glad you all are here. How many of you know what today is? It's Epiphany. Yeah, it's not bad. It's even after Epiphany. It is the gospel. Oh, you guys should have been here for the announcements. It is the baptism of our Lord. Of course it is. It's the baptism of our Lord. So I wondered how many of you are baptized? You don't know? You were. You were there, yeah, baptized. So Jesus also got baptized. So here's what I want to know. Is there any difference between your baptism and Jesus' baptism?
Yes. Yes.
Is there any theological difference between... Okay. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, we don't take trips to the Jordan for your baptism. It's too expensive. Right. Yeah. So yeah, Jesus, okay, so there's some differences. Jesus got dunked, right? Yeah. He was not a baby. Very good. Yeah, he was not a baby. He was probably like 30 some odd years old. He's old. Yeah.
And in some cases, he isn't a girl.
This is true. Oh, we do not have a male rite of baptism and a female rite of baptism, but yeah. Well, but in the end, really, there's no difference. In that, John did what? Poured water over his head, right? He dunked him. Yeah, he dunked him. Same deal, right? And the Spirit came down and was on Jesus. Did you know there was no difference with your baptism? Come on with me. We have to take our famous trip, right? Every year. If you were more awake, you'd have a lot more fun with this. Try getting some sleep. Come on. So I gotta get something. I promise something. Okay, don't break anything. All right. So I think a couple of you were even baptized here, right? I mean, right here at this place, right here. And so my question is, you know, if Jesus got baptized here and you got baptized here, everybody got a little bit wet, right? You're smart. You can't get away from me, fella, right? So all of you were baptized somewhere, and it's the same baptism that Jesus was baptized with. It is God saying, the heavens open up, and God says what to Jesus? You are my child, my beloved son. In the same way, when you all were baptized, God says the same thing. You are my child forever. I love you. And so, you know, I think it's important then that we hear that every single day. And when you come in, I've said this to you about 20 times, and hardly any of you do it. But if you want, you can put your finger in the water and make the sign of the cross on your forehead, because I already did it for you because you were too slow. And that reminds that you are God's child. You are God's baptized child, baptized with the same baptism of Jesus. So I promised Yara I would read this. I think this is important because this is one of the things I hope is the fruit of baptism. Peace is not a substitute for kindness, but neither is kindness a substitute for peace. Ponder that. Let's pray together, shall we? Grab hands. Don't forget Evelyn. Thank you. Gracious God. Let's pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for water. Can you say it after me? We give you thanks for water. For your Spirit. And for your love. And everybody said, amen. You guys can go back to your places.